Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly, in the 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Partly cloudy today, high of 34. Some snow coming overnight. High of Andy Russell, in other words, a low of 29.
Marc-Andre Fleury.
Nice call,
Bob. You
didn't
say that. Yeah, I was waiting for that.
I only go with what limits gets
me. No, that's on me, Bob. I should have picked the flower.
Wait a second. We had good ones. We had Borky, the old
2-9er. Yeah,
they were
all good.
That's
a good
one.
And we went with Kyle Duggar as well.
Yes, we did.
Not as good as the flower, though.
Fan weather brought to you by Myers Lager, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Derrick Henry's going to be well-rested for this, Bob. He has 10 days between games, and he only had 10 carries. They never gave him the ball. The AFC North is just a travesty right now. And I wouldn't be surprised if either team won. The Ravens are starting as 6.5-point favorites. I guess that sounds about right. But would you be shocked if the Steelers go there and win?
No, I'm not expecting that to happen based on what we've seen the last couple of weeks. So.
Do you know what will happen if the Steelers lose? Wrong. They'll only be one game ahead of the Miami Dolphins. If the Dolphins beat the Jets.
They play next week after that.
The Dolphins have won 4 of 5 and 3 in a row. They might get, but by the way, I think the date is today or this week that the Monday that they might flex the Steelers Dolphins out of Monday
days,
night.
I think you have. I think this Friday is the day. They have to determine by Friday, December the 5th, if they want. Let me ask you, would that game be appealing? Everyone's involved in a playoff race, but that would be a...
Not as appealing as some of the games.
Yeah, I don't know what else is there, but they may have to... That could be a flex opportunity. Yeah.
I do know what else is there, Bob, and I'm not telling because now I can't find it. there's other games that are more appealing. Here we go. You can only flex a 1 o'clock game into it, correct?
Yes.
So we have Cleveland at Chicago, which might be fighting. Baltimore at Cincy. Buffalo at New England.
Yeah, that could be a big one.
Chargers at Kansas City.
That's another big one.
And that's probably the only ones they would think. Oh, wait. No, that's probably the only ones they would think about.
Yeah, so there's two of the four right there are really good, high quality. They could be playing for the division.
I'll tell you what. If the Cincinnati Bengals win this week at Buffalo and... let's just say the Ravens win this game. Then guess what, Bob? The Cincinnati Bengals will be 5-8. They'll only be a game behind the Steelers, and they'll have a chance to sweep the Ravens the
next
week.
Which is the first head-to-head tiebreaker, so all they have to do is pull into a tie with them. And Baltimore has some tough games coming up. They have
and
the Patriots, they have Green Bay, and they have the Steelers at the end of the year.
And guess who the Bengals finish with? After they get through at Buffalo and Baltimore.
Cleveland.
Miami, Arizona, and Cleveland. Yeah.
They could run
limits.
The table.
Are you making
England!
The call? Is Donnie Football going to say that the Bengals will be in first place by Christmas?
It's enticing.
I'm telling you.
It's a bet I'd put a couple dollars on.
The big game
on.
For them is going to Buffalo this week and winning. If they can do that, they're in a very good position, I think, because the schedule does ease up and they have confidence and they have Joe Burrow back. And in his first game back, he looked outstanding.
He did. And, I mean, they just looked like a completely different team in that one too, Bob. Like, they, whether it was, and obviously their defense is still bad, and they were able to force, what, 5 turnovers.
Right.
But still, they looked much more in command and confident with Joe Burrow and at quarterback compared to with Josh or with Flacco.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I have one other thing I want to ask you before we go here today, and this is something we haven't talked about yet. We saw Pitt lose to Miami.
Yeah.
Pitt had a chance because SMU ended up losing to Cal, which I thought one of those two teams would lose. I didn't think that was an impossibility. So all they had to do is win, and I know it's a big statement. If you are the tournament selection committee, two questions. Number one, if Duke wins the ACC, do they make the tournament field? I say no.
No, they're not going to because they're so
8-5.
Yeah, they're not going to get in over Tulane or North
and
Texas
they lost to
or
Tulane.
James Madison.
They lost to Tulane. They played them earlier this year.
Yeah, they should not get in over Tulane.
Okay, here's another question for you. Everyone seems to think that Notre Dame is fait accompli. They're involved, right? They're ranked 9th again.
Yeah.
However, if they end up, and they will, with the same exact record as Miami, 10 wins, 2 losses, they lost to Miami head-to-head. Who gets the call if it's one at large?
I think the committee has shown, Bob, that they care more about what you are at the end of the season compared to what you are at the beginning of the season.
But you have something real tangible, head-to-head.
Well, the head-to-head, I know. But look at Florida State without Jordan Travis. They didn't care about what Florida State did the whole year. They cared about Jordan Travis not playing anymore for Florida State, not being the same team.
I get it. And so Ole Miss may struggle that way. You know, they lost Lane Kiffin now. Are they going to be a team that, because they are conflicted and don't know who really is calling the shots, does that affect their stats?
If it was a 4-team playoff, I think it would, but a 12-team, I don't think it does.
No, I mean, the whole thing there stunk. I hated to see that thing play out the way it did. And how he was
ridiculous.
Him and Han, and you knew what was going to happen. Just do it, if that's the case.
Yeah.
And then for him to say, I want to come back and coach my team, no. If I'm the AD, I'm saying, no, you made your choice, go and live with it. And then you want to take coaches away from me. Come on.
When people
you
got to
give them a chance. These kids worked all year to be in this position.
When people say, Bob, that college football is broken, it's broken to an extent. The product is great. The viewership is high. The games are still incredible. But what is broken about college football now is similar to baseball, is the system. The system of baseball is broken with the economics. The system of college football with the NIL, the portal window, and how there's basically free agency still in the middle of the season for teams that are either not in it or teams that are in it, like Ole Miss, where their coach can just leave in the middle of the season, is just preposterous.
Well,
and like, this is what the NCAA needs
need
to
admit.
They
need to move these dates.
The NCAA needs to just come out and say, you know what? Sure, kids need to be enrolled before the next start of the next semester. We want to make sure they're in by the next spring semester. That is hogwash. No one cares. Admit the reality that this is the NFL in college, okay? The amateurism is gone. Nobody gives a you-know-what about players making sure they're enrolled for classes for college football. It means nothing. What matters is these kids getting in into the portal window. It should be, the portal should open the day after the national championship.
Exactly.
And all this speak that they give about being student athletes and everything is bogus.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter anymore.
It still matters, but it shouldn't matter to the point where they should move these dates.
Right.
They're making it really difficult for teams, players, and coaches alike to operate when you know these windows are where they are. And it's a simple move. Just move them along so they are no – you wait until the end of the season, and then you're not allowed to do anything until then. And that'll make it a little bit easier. Having said that, I would never allow Lane Kiffin to coach my team.
I mean, don't get
after
don't,
he decides he's bailing on them.
Don't get me wrong. Kiffin handled this so poorly and so harshly. It was wrong the way he went about it. You want to go to LSU? Just go to LSU. But the fact that he has to make that decision at this time because of recruiting,
right,
because signing day is 2 days away, because the portal opens when it does. That's what makes college football so broken.
Everything's broken about it. That's the way it is right now.
Yeah, it has to be like the NFL. There has to be a period of free agency and all that occurs once the season is over. None of it should be allowed now.
Yeah, totally agree, but it won't. And if they're going to avoid these situations and they don't like these situations, they control the situation. Move it. And we're going to move out of the way for the PM team. They're coming up. Joe and Austin, I'll see you again on Wednesday.
Yeah,
tomorrow
see you
we have Mike Tomlin press conference, which will be interesting to hear. If there are going to be any changes from his point of view or not, we'll do that all tomorrow. In the meantime, did we do all the reads at the end?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't paying attention.
Bye, Bob.
Bye, Austin. We'll see you on Wednesday.
See you Wednesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.